the video, because Ben Affleck, it looks like they've gone to get coffee in the morning, as many, you know, married couples would all over the country and all around the world, probably. And they are in whatever car they're driving. I'm sure it's a nice car, but he opens the door for J-Lo, and then she gets in, and he kind of dismissively and angrily shuts the door behind her. And, like, if you watch it, you're just like, okay, something's going on here. He turns around, and somebody is filming him, and he's just like, you know, he throws up his hands. He's like, what's going on? But it's such an amazing clip, and I think it's gone viral on TikTok.
Yes.
Which is where it was shared with me.
And, you know, he already has one of the great memes is the Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette looking totally defeated by life,
yes.
Which has been a meme for a long time. This may become a meme as well. And then a fight that I can have with people who disagree another time is I think that in terms of success to talent ratio, I think Jennifer Lopez is the most overrated celebrity in the realms of music, acting across the board. Like, she's gone further beyond her actual ability than any person that I can possibly
think. That's such a
overrated. I'm not saying she's not good. I'm not saying she's not talented. I'm saying she's very overrated for her actual ability.
I haven't even really ever considered this. It's such a staggering play. And there's so many people on social media who actually have no talent. Like Kim Kardashian. I mean, you think Kim Kardashian is more talented than J-Lo?
No. I'm not making a comparison.
No, but Kim Kardashian is every bit as famous as J-Lo, if not more so. And
she's not a singer. She's not an actress.
Right,
she's
so
just an Instagram celebrity.
So she has almost no talent.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, J-Lo is actually, I mean, I don't know how.
She's talented, but there was a time in the 90s, it was like she was on MTV and she was in the movies. And I was always like, her songs aren't very good and her movies aren't very good. I'm just saying. That's my only point here. Whereas Ben Affleck, kind of a great body of work if you actually add it all together over time.
I think I said it on the show. So I'm in disagreement on the J-Lo take there. But I did say Air is a phenomenal movie, which is Ben Affleck's most recent movie. He and Matt Damon made it. It's about how Michael Jordan got signed by Nike back in 1984. If you are looking for a movie that you could take your kids to, zero woke aspects to it, really funny, well-constructed, there's language, but it's fantastic. There's a good tip for you. I know it's Thursday, but as we head into the weekend, if you're looking for something to watch with your kids.
Let me know if you agree with my J-Lo take. Overrated. I'm not saying bad.
You're on your own there. You're
going to
get
crushed.
You're going to get lit up over this, I bet, on social.
But thanks for hanging with us, everybody. We'll be back with you tomorrow, and we will talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and of course, the binding contract. Don't fall for it again.
Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free.
That's right. Unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? I'm a customer.
Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind because they're proud to stand behind us. Just dial #250 and say Clay and Buck, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy and save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck, Pure Talk, wireless for Americans by Americans.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The end of Title 42 means the end of a secure border. That assessment comes from a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Simon Hankinson. U.S. Border Patrol agents will face the near impossible task of stopping mass illegal entry on the U.S.-Mexico border. Hankinson tells the Salem Radio Network, without Title 42, the number of border crossings figures to be extremely high.
I've heard estimates as high as 600,000 people waiting somewhere south of the border, and I would suspect that all over the world there will be people accelerating their plans. So I think the worst-case scenarios are definitely what I would be considering if I were in charge of policy.
Title 42 expires at midnight Eastern time tonight. Also at townhall.com, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says President Biden must negotiate with Congress to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default.
Senator McConnell and I and Republican senators have said since January, the American people sent a Republican majority of the House to put the brakes on Joe Biden's runaway spending. The sooner Joe Biden gets on with it and sits down with Republican House members, the sooner we can raise our debt ceiling in a responsible fashion.
Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Peru's government will allow the extradition to the U.S. of the prime suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway on the Dutch Caribbean island of Aruba. Dutch citizen Joran Vandersloot, currently in prison for the murder of a Peruvian woman, will face trial on extortion and wire fraud charges, stemming from an accusation that he tried to extort the Holloway family after their daughter's disappearance. She was 18 when she was last seen. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 230 points and the NASDAQ is up 37. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unstable.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. How about a stadium with a view? That's what the Oakland A's in Las Vegas ballpark would look like if they build their new site. The team's latest plan calls for the $1.5 billion facility to be built at the Tropicana Resort site, with the baseball diamond facing northwest, giving fans facing the outfield a view of the Las Vegas Strip. The Tropicana's owner would demolish the hotel casino to make way for a 9-acre ballpark, with the option to build a new resort project next to the stadium. Legislation for that stadium development deal is still being crafted in Carson City and is expected to be introduced next week, asking for $395 million in public funding instead of $500 million. After going all last season without primetime home games, the Raiders have at least one big stage game at Allegiant Stadium. According to a league source with the knowledge of the schedule, the Raiders are going to be hosting the Packers on Monday Night Football. That'll be October 9th. It's one of the two games which have already trickled out as it relates to the Raiders' schedule. In addition, the Raiders are going to be spending Christmas Day in Kansas City, taking on the Chiefs. The full schedule is going to be released later today at 5 p.m.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, the freeways, for the most part, are rolling along at the moment. We do have a few crashes on the surface streets to look out for. Charleston at 4th Street downtown, Fremont at Eastern on the east side, and a hit and run, this time St. Rose Parkway at Spencer.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, May 11th. It is the day that in less than 9 hours, 8 hours, 52 minutes, 37 seconds, Title 42 will expire. We'll talk more about that. The numbers are staggering. The apprehensions made just in the last 3 days, 30,000 apprehensions in the last 3 days. And by the way, that doesn't count. It doesn't count the so-called gotaways, those that just disappeared into the night or into the day.
We'll talk more about that as we go along. Meanwhile, we are into week 14 of the Nevada legislature. A pair of really bad abortion bills were scheduled to be heard this week. Let's get the very latest, because Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life, joins us. Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know your organization sent out a release titled Will Democrats Declare May 10th Abortion Day? What has happened so far this week, and where are we on these two really bad abortion bills?
Well, Kevin, thanks, first of all, for having me on again. Yesterday was, in fact, Abortion Day. They scheduled the last vote from the assembly floor on SJR 7, which is the ridiculous abortion amendment to the Constitution. And it was a party line vote, which P.S., elections have consequences. Start writing down these people's names. Make sure you vote them out of office, especially those of you down in Las Vegas. There's a lot of bums you got to kick out at this point. So that happened at 11:30 yesterday. And then at 1:30, they heard Assembly Commerce and Labor heard SB 131, which is the Abortion Trafficker Protection Bill, which basically tells other states, hey, you want to protect your children by making it a crime to transport underage girls over the border into Nevada where there is no protection. There is no parental involvement in an abortion. You want to transport them over, and you're not their parent, and then Nevada will not be able to help them prosecute. Because, you know, seriously, at the end of the day, what kind of adult takes somebody else's child for any kind of surgical procedure out of state, but especially an abortion, which means there was some mischief involved? So, the Nicole Cannizzaro, who's the majority leader, she testified in front of the committee, and I have to say, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy, and Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama did an outstanding job trying to get the leader on the record to admit that there isn't any parental notification law in Nevada. They directly asked her, and she refused to answer. She was slippery as could be. It was, I thought, my goodness, she must be pretty good in court if she can avoid questions like this.
I know that of the two bills, one is the constitutional amendment. That is not subject to a gubernatorial veto. Am I right? This will go eventually before the people?
Yeah, you're right. The governor does not have any role to play in a resolution of any sort. So this is step one in a three-step process. It passed this legislative body. It will come back in 2 years to again face the next legislative body. P.S., elections have consequences. Let's make sure we have good people in 2025 rather than these kind of horrible people. And then if it passes there, the exact same language, then it will be on the ballot in 2026. And this is definitely something we want to avoid, because as we've seen over the last year, these kind of ballot questions, it is very difficult for the for conservative groups to win on the ballot. Especially when it has anything to do with abortion, it means raising tens of millions of dollars to fight this in the court of public opinion. Because unfortunately, you know, you and I don't make our living lying, and the other side does. And looking at the text of this resolution, I can already tell you how they're going to lie.
How do we change that? Is it a matter of we simply have to change the people that are running for office in our state?
Yeah, well, and starting as, you know, maybe not today, but very soon, people are going to see, I guess good for us, this is a really poorly written resolution, and so we're going to attack the language. We're going to start showing that this particular language doesn't help anybody but bad actor doctors and predators, and it's going to blow up the budget. It creates a group of doctors that are probably immune from any kind of medical malpractice. It doesn't help anybody. So we're going to be attacking that. We will be focusing on getting rid of some of these legislators, and those are the two things we can do right now.
I'm just curious, would it be subject to a court challenge at all?
I think we're about to find out, because as I was sitting on hold, I saw that the ACLU just filed an action against the Douglas County School District, who had created a rule where only biological girls can play sports. And the ACLU has sued them, using the Nevada Constitution, Section 24, the Equal Rights Amendment that passed in this last election cycle. And that is when lawsuits, I think, they're standing now. And so we'll see what happens with that. I'm definitely going to be getting a hold of our lawyers to see if there's any kind of legal challenge we can mount at this point in time. I'm just not sure.
And let me just ask you, as far as public opinion out there, if you frame it in a, do you think abortion should be legal? A lot of people think that is true. I guess my question is, the parental consent part of this is the thing that troubles me more than anything, because it means that parents have lost control of their own children.
Right. And when those questions are asked to the public, between 74 and 79% will say a parent should always be involved, and especially in these kinds of medical decisions. I mean, this is, other than the people that are sitting in this building, most people across Nevada, regardless of what they think of the issue of abortion, know that a parent is the one person that should be involved. They know their daughter's medical history. They are going to be there after she has or doesn't have an abortion, that kind of thing. The other thing, to get back to the first part of that question, is that it very much depends on how a poll question is asked. So, generally the other side will say, we'll use very, they'll use, should a woman have the opportunity for reproductive health care, blah, blah, blah. They don't say things like, should a woman be allowed to get an abortion moments before the birth of their child, when it's broken up in first trimester, second trimester, third trimester? The opinions of the people in the Democrat Party and the progressive wing and the DNC, those are so far out of step with what regular people think. The regular voter does not think that abortion should be used as birth control. They don't think that it should be in the second and third trimester. They don't think they think that a woman should be given informed consent, which is something that they continue to take out of law. They don't believe a woman should have informed consent. She shouldn't be able to see an ultrasound, because those kinds of things may cause her to choose to have that baby. And there's no dollars involved for big abortion when she has that baby.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. So where are we on these two bills, or bill and a resolution? Where are we in the legislative process?
Absolutely. SGR 7 is done for this legislative session. SB 131 had its hearing yesterday. They have until next Friday to schedule a work session and a vote. And they've got to get it out of the committee by Friday. I very much expect that will happen. So now's the time to hit every assembly member on the Commerce and Labor Committee, to vote no. Our Republicans, every last one of them, voted no yesterday on SJR 7. They will vote no on SB 131. Once it gets out of committee, it has until the following Friday to get voted off the floor, and then it goes to the governor's desk.
And that brings us to the governor. Governor Lombardo, new governor, has promised to use a veto pen on bills that he views as egregious. My question is this one of those bills that the governor might put some political stock in and veto it?
I would like to think so, but I just don't know that that's going to be, I don't know that that will happen because they're, we lost two votes on the Senate side. And so in order to uphold a veto, you have to have eight votes to uphold it on the Senate side. But that does not mean that I think it's imperative that we all reach out and we ask him to please veto this because it is a bad bill. It is a very bad, it's bad policy. It doesn't uphold parental rights, and it's not a clean bill because here's the thing, Kevin. When this bill first came out, when the executive order was first promulgated, there was not a law in Idaho called the abortion trafficking crime that had a penalty of 2 to 5 years. That didn't exist. When it was voted on the Senate side, that crime did not exist because this is a brand new thing that was voted on about a month ago. And so I believe it's different than it was, when the Senate voted on it. I think they should have voted no to start with, but it is now a crime. So yes, please reach out to the governor and kindly, nicely ask him to veto this. He's doing great, but we got to get him some more Republicans in this building so that he can actually play offense instead of defense.
I agree. Any other abortion bills that are coming down the line that are laying in the weeds, maybe in the 11th hour that might be added to an existing bill?
Yeah, there is. They had a bill called the Contraceptive Right Bill, and I'm looking it up right now to tell you the number. It was supposed to just be about it was called the Contraceptive Bill of Rights. It was supposed to just be about contraception. But they were, super sneaky. And at the first hearing, when those legislators walked into the hearing, they had stuck a whole new section in that was about abortion, period. And so, obviously, the Democrats believe that contraception and abortion equal the same thing. In other words, abortion is a means of contraception for them. That's AB 383, and right now it's stuck in the Ways Committee, where I hope it dies a very painful death and never comes out again. But that's one we are definitely keeping our eye on, as well as there's two absolutely horrible sex ed bills that are out there festering and should be popping up here pretty soon, but let's hope they die.
Let's hope so. Melissa, thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you're up to and the folks at Nevada Right to Life, if they want to support your effort in Carson City, what is it that you're asking them to do?
Well, go to NevadaRightToLife.org, and there's general information about our organization, and if they want to donate, there's an opportunity there. And then go to our Facebook, Nevada Right to Life, for more of the the updated stuff, the action items, all that kind of stuff. Seems to be a little easier to keep that up to date than our website. So
should be interesting these final 4 weeks of the session. You're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. Melissa, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Keep us posted, will you, please?
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Kevin.
Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. One of the things we promised yesterday is we'd have highlights from the Trump town hall, believe it or not, on CNN. And that was That was wild. That was crazy last night in New Hampshire. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting